Illinois baseball coach Dan Hartlove joining us now from the airport. And, Dan, I know you never want to go home, but when you think about what you guys were at about a month ago, you have a Big Ten title, a tournament championship, and two NCAA wins coming back. That makes the trip home a little bit easier this time.
Well, it's never easy to end a season regardless of what the situation is. Got such a great group of guys that accomplished so much. But, you know, it's like I told the guys last night. I said, I want everyone to keep your heads high. There's not one thing, you know, that you can look back on and regret with any regret. You know, be proud of what you've accomplished and, you know, enjoy the moment. So, again, very proud of them, and the guys did such a good job down the stretch, especially after we had the adversity early in the year.
And, yeah, of course, we'll start with the first game against Cal State Fullerton. You get behind 4-1, and just like this team has done so many times during this run, you make a great comeback. It seemed like it started with David Hendrickson's amazing catch on defense. Was that what kind of sparked you guys?
I think it was a big spark. I think it was a turning point in the game. If that ball's not caught and gets down, it's probably two more runs. And you know, 6-1 is a lot different than 4-1. And we came in and found a way to get in the bullpen and score some runs. So in my mind and what I said yesterday in some of the interviews that I had on TV was the fact that Dave's catch was a turning point in the game.
And, of course, I mean, your batters came around, too, and Davis being one of those. And you got against Nick Ramirez, who seems to be a premier closer for Cal State Fullerton. How big of an accomplishment was it to get hit on him? I mean, it was unbelievable with Cal State Fullerton. You know, they have their premier guy out there, and you guys are still able to get to him.
When you get to this level of competition, you know you're going to face very good pitching, and you're going to face very good teams. And yeah, Nick Ramirez, I think he had 17 saves going into that game, and we were fortunate to take some very good at-bats. Our guys earned each and every run that we got. We took good swings off of him and had some balls that got into the gap. So really pleased with the way our guys responded in those types of situations and against the quality of team that we played with Cal State Fullerton.
Talking with Illini coach Dan Hartlove. Did you ever doubt your guys in that game? I mean, against Cal State Fullerton, a team you lost to 2 days ago?
Absolutely not. Every day we went to the ballpark, I thought we were going to win. The team thought we were going to win. You know, even last night when we got into the adverse situation against Stanford in the elimination game, I still thought we were going to win. And, you know, towards the eighth or ninth inning when it got away from us a little bit, you know, we had the not a letdown by any means, but it was a situation where I was able to get everybody in the game, and everybody got the experience of being on the field in an NCAA regional.
And playing four games in 3 days like you guys had to do, it seemed like you just ran out of pitching in the end.
We did. Our pitchers did a good job towards the end. We didn't have great depth. And that caught up to us in the last game. But even in that situation, those guys went out and really competed and gave us everything they had. So proud of what they did, even though we came up short.
Is that what makes this tournament so tough? I heard the guys on ESPNU last night as I was watching say, this is what separates the great teams from the good teams, is having that fourth and fifth guy who can go out there and get you a win in this kind of setting.
Yeah, pitching is a major factor, and we were fortunate throughout the last part of the season that we didn't have to go too deep, and our starters did a great job. We had a couple key guys out of the bullpen, and I agree. You have to do one or two things. You have to stay in the winner's bracket where you don't have to go as deep into pitching, or if you do get in the loser's bracket, you've got to have that extra pitcher or two. So, you know, it was a tough situation last night, but again, our guys competed, and that's all you can ask for.
Talking with Illini baseball coach Dan Hartlove, flying home today back to Champaign after an amazing run, two NCAA tournament wins coming after the Big Ten tournament title and, of course, the regular season title. Dan, what does this run mean for your program when you go out and recruit now kids that have seen you on ESPNU, kids that see that you have Big Ten tournament championship, a Big Ten regular season title, and the trophy sitting in your office?
It's very important for us from a recruiting standpoint. Both in the state of Illinois and nationally, a lot of people have never seen Illinois play. They don't know what our program's about. I think we opened a lot of eyes across the nation, and and people understand that we have a very quality program and very good people involved, good coaching staff, and the players are outstanding. So, it's something we need to build on. We need to continue to get better and find ways to get ourselves through the regionals. And, along the way, too, we need to make sure that we're consistently in regionals. Regionals can't be a goal for us. It's got to be an expectation.
And, of course, this is when your job really gets tough, right? I mean, you talk about coaching. This is easy compared to going out recruiting and replacing some of the guys you lose, like John Anderson, Matt Tittman, Wes Braun, Pete Capetta, Casey McMurray, Chris Pack, Lee Zerusin. I mean, those are a great group of seniors that are leaving your program.
We had an awesome group of seniors, not only playing but off the field. They're very good people. We're great leaders. So we'll lose 9 seniors. And then with the Major League Baseball draft starting today and going through Wednesday, there'll be a couple more players that we lose. So it'll be a new team next year. I really like the young talent that we have, and hopefully they've learned a lot about work ethic and attitude and teamwork where we can get right back in the same situation in the near future.
Speaking of the draft, what are you hearing with some of your juniors?
Well, I think Adam Davis and Josh Parr have a chance to be the highest drafts. I suspect they'll go somewhere maybe 4th through 7th round. And then Willie Argo and Corey Kimes could be a little bit later in the day. You never know.
Sure.
Area scouts probably put a number on the players. And then the higher-ups in the organization, they're the ones that actually pull the trigger. So it'll be an interesting couple days for the program.
Talking with Illini baseball coach Dan Hartlob. Is that a good thing to have these guys go 4th through 7th? I know you want them on your team next year, but, when you have a guy that's successful, that's just another thing that you can throw out there in recruiting, right?
Well, there's pros and cons to it. Obviously, yeah. You'd like to have them back because that'll put you in great shape to make another run next year. But the reality of it is if you're getting good players, they're going to be junior drafts, and if you have those junior drafts, it does help you recruiting-wise. It helps the fact that you were able to develop those players and that they were successful. And when you do develop those players and they are successful, you make runs like this. So, as much as I'd like to have them back, if they are drafted and get the right opportunity up in those higher rounds, it's probably time for them to go. They have a chance to make some money as a junior, and Major League Baseball does not do a good job with seniors. If you're a senior draft, generally you make between $1,000 and $5,000 signing bonus. Hmm. So this is a big negotiation year for them, and I'm excited for the guys that will have an opportunity to move on.
So you mostly encourage those guys? Is there a certain round that you say, hey, if you're going to be picked by this, you should probably go?
It's all about the dollar figure, and I think some academic things go with it. Some guys are very successful academically because they have baseball as a carrot out there. I think some guys should stay in school and finish their senior years. There's some guys that can go out and, make a couple $100,000, which you don't make every day. And if they get that opportunity to make that kind of money, they need to go sign.
And you talked about Adam Davis and Josh Parr likely going high. They're at need positions. You talk about Adam Davis seemed to really maybe raise his profile with what he's able to do managing the staff. Is that the biggest strength that teams really like about him?
They like the fact that he throws and blocks well. He's a very good receiver. He's very athletic as a catcher, and he's shown occasional power, and his bat's really come along with the fact that he does control the pitching staff. And he's just been an impressive player and been a big part of our success.
And how about Josh Parr, shortstop? Obviously, his fielding is big up there, too, because I know that's what carried you a lot through this streak that you've had, 18 of the last 24.
And Josh is outstanding, just such a great team player. In my mind, one of the most athletic players in the country. Just a great shortstop, made every routine play throughout the year. And then he hit the 9-hole basically because it's a second leadoff position for us, and was so productive both with the on-base percentage and RBIs. A great year for him, and he's earned himself a chance to go play professionally.
Wrapping up with Illini baseball coach Dan Hartlob. And Dan, where's this rank on your coaching experience? This unbelievable run. It seems like we've talked about your blood pressure going up and then just the happiness you've had to have with the titles and now the 2 NCAA tournament wins.
Well, I've got a lot of great memories in my coaching career. The other regionals I've been to has been as an assistant. So this one's special just because it was an opportunity to go as a head coach.
Right.
And I'm very proud of that. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the way everyone stuck together in the program through the adversity early in the year and then make this type of run. So it's been a special year. Not sure it could ever be duplicated. I hope it's not duplicated because I hope we get hot at the beginning of the year and stay hot throughout the year. But a special group of guys and a bunch of guys that I'll miss.
Well, Dan, they made it interesting. If anything, they made it interesting this year, and it was fun to watch, especially at the end of the year. We appreciate you coming on with us when things were bad and when things were good. You were coming on with us a lot here near the end, so we appreciate it. It was fun, and good luck in the future. I know you got a lot of work to do now with replacing a bunch of these guys.
I really appreciate your support throughout the year and everyone that listens. I appreciate their support, and we'll look forward to many, many more good years here at the university.
All right, Dan. Well, we appreciate it. Get home safe.
Thank you.